Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with today's segment of In the Green Outdoors. Today, our topic is the special needs of spring flying pollinators. Isn't it great to know we are finally turning the corner on spring? I don't know about you, but back in February, I was yearning for wildflowers. And that's what we're soon going to see popping up in our wooded areas and maybe even our yards. The woods around here will very soon be sprinkled with the blooms of spring ephemerals, and the very earliest of the pollinating insects will be out and about, desperately searching for sustenance. Our spring ephemerals are very important to the pollinators because, well, they're willing to brave the Ohio roller coaster weather and they still have to eat. Even though brightly colored tulips and daffodils thrill us when they bloom in the spring, they offer slim pickings for our native bees that are emerging from their nests as winter slowly turns into spring. And what we need to have to support these important creatures are spring ephemerals. One of the prices paid by early spring bees is that they have to deal as best as they can with the weather. A bee may emerge only to be driven back to the nest by a storm or a cold spell. And to sustain herself, she may have to nibble on any food that remains in her nest cell or on what she managed to find when she was out flying. Researchers have discovered that if the bad weather lasts too long, egg maturation and therefore egg laying may be delayed. Among the intrepid bees flying about in late winter and early spring are bumblebee queens and mining bees. After her long winter hibernation, a queen bumblebee must work quickly to find a suitable nesting spot and search for nectar and pollen to feed herself and create bee bread for developing larvae. An abundance of early flowers lays the foundation for a healthy bumblebee population all season long. And in much of the country, waterleaf, blueberries, and shrubby native willows such as pussy willows are an important nectar and pollen plant for bumblebee queens. Now, unlike bumblebees who visit a wide range of flowers, many other early pollinators are picky eaters that collect nectar and pollen only from one group of closely related plants. For example, mining bees in the genus Adrina include many that are strict specialists, and these furry ground nesters are out and about only for a short time, and that time is when their plant partners are in bloom. Their partners include spring ephemerals like trout lily and bellwort. Two of the forest wildflowers that take advantage of the fleeting sunlight by blooming before the trees leaf out. The spring beauty bee, for example, collects pollen only from the blooms of spring beauties. Their delicate white flowers have five petals with pink stripes, and the female bees are often seen carrying loads of bright pink pollen on their legs. Across the continent, other mining bees survive solely on the pollen of native willows, and it's not uncommon to see what appears to be little clouds of them all around the plants. There are over 139 specialist bee species of the mid-Atlantic and northeastern United States, and many of these bees are rare and therefore susceptible to many threats, from habitat degradation and loss to climate change. And because of that vulnerability, and because generalists also can obtain pollen and nectar from the plants the specialists need, we need to be sure to grow flowers required by species with discriminating taste. If you think about it, growing only commonly recommended pollinator plants, let's just say cosmos and catnip, it's like putting out birdseed in a yard where an oak forest once was. You can attract the usual backyard birds, but not the rare species that have special requirements. Similarly, pollinator plants sold at big box stores may bring in common bees, but the rich diversity of early specialists, well, they're left out in the cold. For instance, just 20 years ago, the rusty-patched bumblebee was a common species throughout much of Ohio. It occupied a variety of habitats, including prairies and woodlands, marshes, and more. The rusty-patched bumblebee was such an ordinary or common sight that it went almost unnoticed as it moved from flower to flower, collecting nectar and pollen. But it's now balancing precariously on the brink of extinction and has become the first ever bumblebee in the United States to be listed as endangered. The rusty-patched bumblebee has declined by 87% in the last 20 years. Today, scientists estimate that it's most likely to be present in only 0.1% of its historical range. There are many potential reasons for the rusty-patched bumblebee decline, including habitat loss, intensive farming, disease, pesticide use, and climate change. With the odds stacked against the rusty-patched bumblebee, we should all play a role in conserving this beneficial pollinator. And our actions will also help a host of other bees, butterflies, and birds that share resources with the rusty-patched bumblebee. If you are interested in supporting our native wildlife and pollinators, why not consider planting a tree or a native spring ephemeral? You could buy them, if you would, at Natives in Harmony, a native plant nursery located at 4652 Township Road 179 near Marengo, Ohio. There are other native plant nurseries around the state, so I'm sure we're not the only place you could stop. But I'd like to meet you if you listen to this broadcast, and if you do stop by the nursery, let me know you heard it. We open this year on Friday, April 18th, and will be open Friday through Monday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. through October. Please stop in and see us when we open in April and do your part to help our early specialist pollinators. As always, if you have any questions on this broadcast, you can call me at 419-688-9800 or email me at Gale, that's G-A-L-E, at nativesinharmony.com. This is Gale Martin, signing off for In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gale, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.